Now to a president who's as humble as they come. José Mujica was president of Uruguay until yesterday. He stepped down after a single 5-year term in office, a term marked by his extremely down-to-earth style.
This man's a guru, and the fact that he's a head of state that refuses to, you know, dress in the pomp and, you know, ride in a limousine, and he's riding in this ancient Beetle Volkswagen that he's got.
Journalist Uki Gonyi recently saw that ancient blue VW Beetle when he interviewed the outgoing President Mujica at his home outside of Montevideo.
It was unlike any other head of state I've ever interviewed. I mean, he lives in it's literally a 3-room country shack, if you will, with corrugated iron roof. And when we arrived, you know, it's down a dirt road, and his little 3-legged dog came rushing up the little dirt path to say hello. And then he came out in sandals and set up 2 metal chairs in his garden, which is basically a dirt patch almost. It's awesome.
Were there any, like, Secret Service people there protecting him, or was it just him and his wife?
I don't know if I should say this, but when we arrived with the presidential secretary, we came from downtown Montevideo. He's about 20 minutes outside the city. And the secretary said, you know, just please don't take any picture of the security, not because of security concerns, but just we're embarrassed because security was just 2 guys standing in a dirt road. You know,
it's... Oh my God, that's incredible. What were some of his major accomplishments during his 5 years as president?
That's the hard backbone of it, because, you know, while he's sitting there in his sandals with his 3-legged dog and this dirt patch of a garden, he says, and by the way, you know, we've reduced poverty down from 2-digit figures to low single-digit figures. We've increased trade. Foreign investment is some of the highest in Latin America. So he has really tremendous accomplishments on the economic front, despite being a socialist, if you will, populist government.
I mean, we've heard a lot about the social changes like marijuana legalization, abortion legalization. Would you say that Mujica in 5 years has really made some changes to the political infrastructure in Uruguay?
The way he puts it, you know, if we were a small country in Europe rather than in South America, we'd be considered the most liberal country on the planet. He's legalized abortion. That's the only country that has legal abortion in all of Latin America. He's liberated the sale of marijuana. But you have to bear in mind that Uruguay is an exception in Latin America. It's always been an extremely liberal country, strong separation of church and state. There's no Christmas holiday in Uruguay. You know, since the turn of the early 20th century, it was renamed Family Day, and Easter week has been renamed Tourism Week. They never criminalized the consumption of any drug, and now what they've liberalized is the sale of marijuana, but consumption has never been penalized. Divorce was made legal in the early 20th century with the added fruit on the cake that if the divorce is sought by the woman, all she has to do is ask for it, and it's granted automatically by the judge.
Interesting.
Just doesn't get more liberal than that.
Uruguay also only has 3.5 million some odd people, so it's a little easier to govern. I guess to really understand where Mujica comes from, you have to go back to his time as a revolutionary. I mean, 13 years in prison during the dictatorship in Uruguay in the 70s and 80s. Tell me about his revolutionary past.
I think it's not unfair to call him the Nelson Mandela of South America because he was 13 years in prison. A number of years he spent in solitary confinement in a hole in the ground. He was subjected to the most incredibly horrible treatment a human being can be subjected to. And he came out not seeking punishment for his captors or his torturers. As he said to me, he said, you know, if you spend your life trying to collect debts from the past that nobody's willing to pay, you'll lose your life. So I asked him about that. I said, well, you know, how is what you're doing today connected to the revolutionary ideals you had when you were a young man? And he said, yes, when I was young, basically, if you paraphrased him, it would be that when he was young, he believed in violence. But now, after enduring what he did, those 13 years that he lost in his life, he says, life is too valuable to sacrifice it for political ends. So that I'm trying to do the same, but it's going to take much longer, but it's going to have to be through peaceful means. It can't be done by violent means anymore.
Did José Mujica talk to you about his legacy? I mean, how does he want to be remembered?
I don't think he's thinking of how he'll go down in history right now. He'll be a senator in Congress. So I think he'll be busy trying to defend the advances that were made during his administration. And I think that's it. You know, he doesn't have children. You know, it's just him and his wife and his 3-legged dog in his little country house. He plans on being active. He's not thinking in terms of how he'll go down in history.
Journalist Uki Gonyi, who recently visited outgoing Uruguayan President José Pepe Mujica at his home and profiled him for the Guardian newspaper. Thank you very much, Uki.
Thank you.